gentlemen, brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Yes!
Monday.
Tis here!
Dateline, September 29th.
2014. Nice.
The year of the dragon on the Chinese calendar.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm going to look it up. Chinese calendar.
What do those things mean?
It's what animal you turn into if you get reincarnated.
Oh,
no, I don't know. I don't know. I made that up, but that would be cool.
Oh, man.
Let's look. Here's a graph.
Yeah.
I'm pulling up an infograph the internet.
It's got yin, the yang.
I was born in the year of the boar.
Really?
I know that. Yeah, or pig.
Oh, I was going to say, you are no boar, sir.
In layman's terms.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to read that? You can't even read that. Dang it. Here, maybe if I get this one and zoom in.
I don't
in.
Know what I am. What year am I?
What year were you born? 1974?
Oh, right. Stop. Gross.
Was it 72?
Come on, man.
60.
No. I just want to know.
80. 81.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
80. 79. 78. Was it 78? Gosh. How have you not seen Super 8? That's like your group of people.
I own it, and I've seen like the first half of it. But then like there's this band full of guys who were like, dude, you got to see this movie with your kids. It's great for your
but
kids.
But now, so don't watch it with your kids.
No.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is don't watch it with your kids. I'm going to try to go back to this one. We're trying to figure out which animal we are on the Chinese calendar because I brought up the Chinese calendar and now we're
stuck.
It's a mystery.
We will not progress until we figure out.
Our computer won't do any.
Gosh, I hate this computer.
What is that?
Here, I'm just going to get this. I'm answering it.
Answer the phone.
I'm answering the phone.
Hey, Doug.
Static.
Morning, guys. It is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew, we're having issues right now, so we need your help.
Yeah, we're having. No,
really. All right, guys. Hey, actually, before I dialed you, or when I was dialing you, my driver has the radio on so she can hear you guys.
Judy!
Yeah, Judy, the bus driver, huh?
Unless Judy can tell us what Chinese year it is, we're in trouble. We need help, Matthew.
You guys are trying to find out.
You're the year of the horse.
No, I tried that a couple years back, and I was in the same spot where you guys were. I couldn't figure anything out.
Yeah, right.
What is the year?
It's the year of the horse right now.
Oh, it's my year?
Yeah, it's your year.
Oh, man, it's almost over. That sucks.
It's the year of the horse, Matthew, from Albuquerque. Next year's the year of the sheep, and then
it should be called the year of the Stevo and Matteo.
Oh man,
that
was pretty funny and cool.
Last year was
the year of the horse.
Last year was the year of the snake. I'm glad we're out of that one.
Yeah.
Woo, Matthew! I don't like snakes. You know about it.
Yeah, and I tell you guys, if you guys really hate snakes, and you won't want to watch that movie Snakes on a Plane.
Oh.
You will not want to watch it. I watched that movie when I was like 10.
Wait, why would you you watch that when you were 10?
Well, I was watching it with my parents.
That's like a hard R.
Let me tell you guys, it's not that bad, you know?
Yes, it is.
Have you
seen
it?
That movie was rated R.
Have you seen it?
I may have seen it at the movie theater.
It's terrible.
Here's the thing. I saw it at the movie theater because we got a press screening of it, and it was like, oh, and me and a buddy went and we saw it for like the podcast.
Right.
So dumb.
It was really bad. But I'm thinking a 10-year-old seeing it.
Yeah, that's
a terrible
crazy.
Idea.
You need to tell your parents.
Well, I tell you all guys that, hey, before I forget to tell you,
what?
As a matter of fact, for those of you guys out there who have not been out to a football game for Volcano Vista, the season for JV guys is coming to a close very soon. But if you guys want to see a game today, it is at the Community Stadium. It's at 7 p.m., Volcano Vista Hawks versus Rio Rancho High School.
Nice.
So for those of you guys out there who want to go out there, very simple. You take I-40 going up towards 98th Street, get off on the 98th exit, and you're going to make a right-hand turn off the exit. Go up to that light, which is not far from the exit ramp, and keep going. You'll start seeing the stadium appear in the distance, and then it's pretty self-explanatory from there. Ticket prices cost $5 for a regular admission cost. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a student ID, or if you're over the age of 65, your ticket will be costing $2. We are, I believe, on the left-hand side, which is the volcano side of the stadium. let's see. I think it's East Gate. I'm not sure if it's East Gate, but it's on the right-hand side of the stadium. So, yeah. It's a good. This would be a good game, guys. Today, just there is an 80% chance of precipitation, so please make sure you guys bring umbrellas. You guys might be vaccinated.
Strong.
Yeah, that happened actually, Steve. Well, you probably remember me announcing the El Dorado game, right?
Yeah.
For JV. Mm-hmm. Well, that one got canceled, and I'm pretty sure we're going to have to. Even though Volcano was winning, that's going to be the case. Tell me, have you ever been to a game before for Volcano?
I've never been to a game for Volcano Vista.
Oh, yeah. Hey, seems like, let me guess, your boys, you and your boys, and your boys.
Totally.
Yeah. And hey, the money, guys, isn't, I mean, you're not just paying a good price for football. You guys are actually, the money is actually going to ETS, which is then given to us.
Yeah.
To help us, all the athletic teams, pay for the certain equipment that we need. So, if you guys ever would like to give donations to an athletic team, contact the athletic head coach for that sport and ask him if that is allowed. I'm pretty sure it is, guys, because nowadays we're not given money by APS all that much. Mm. We're actually pretty much on our own.
Dang it.
So, that's donators, everybody that can donate money to the schools,
Speaking of donations, our share-a-thon is this week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's our 2-day share-a-thon.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, you guys have a share-a-thon. Are you guys going all day today?
No.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
But we go all day, every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Like some gangsters.
Too bad you guys aren't on. The morning show isn't on all day. Then I can just call in when I'm boarding the bus.
Matthew. The morning doesn't last all day.
No.
There has to be an afternoon and evening and
really
a good night.
It really does. That, yes. Yep.
All right, guys. Well, hey, before I get off the line, let the others get on today. I'm going to have a song put out. I want you guys to play Fall Glass Fall by Parch Day 6. The song is going out to Coach Chad Wallen, the head football coach, and the entire Hawks football team. Good morning, guys. JD, you have a
good
game
morning.
Tonight. I just announced.
There you go, Coach Chad Wallen. There you go.
Go Hawks.
Go
guys,
Hawks.
Remember, it's great to be a Hawk.
It's great to be a Hawk. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
It's great to be alive.
Going out to Coach Preston Phillips, he said. Open seas.
Yeah.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Behold. As fountains in the desert arise and bring us hope. As manna feeds us from the skies and he is lighting up our night. He leads the way in darkened times.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
September 29th, 2014. Breaking news.
What?
Number of the day, 412. 412.
The number of times a day you itch your nose. That'd be a lot.
It's the number of doors in the White House.
Really?
Yeah, 412 doors. Too bad it feels like all those doors just get slammed in the face of the American people when it comes to good things happening. Am I all right?
Man,
I'm not going to tell you guys who to vote for, but you should vote for Doug. Doug is the man.
Man, you know it's bad when SNL, they did a Weekend Update sketch? Both.
They did a sketch.
And it was all like, ooh, child. And it was like, hey, man, you only got 2 more years. And it was just all about like trying to encourage him because nobody likes him anymore.
Aww.
And it was like, the good news is, you don't have to go on, like, circuits for the next Democrat because no one wants you near them. And, like, and it was like, dang, like, they just were going off on the president. And you know it's bad because SNL has always sided with, like, super liberal, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was interesting. It was like,
that just goes to show everybody, it's not about a person.
It's not.
It should be about the people.
Or party.
We are the Republic of the United States. We are fueled by United States dollars.
That's right. We're a Republic and we can do this, huh?
There's a new perfume based upon a perfume found aboard a shipwreck from 1864.
Whoa, how much is that going to go for?
I don't know. We should ask Rose from Titanic.
Yeah. I bet you that's going to sell for stupid amounts of money.
Yeah, right. Perfume. Who needs it? According to a new book, 24 million Americans drink an average of 10 alcoholic drinks per day.
Whoa.
Whoa, dang, dude. Steve-O, we got to catch up.
Stop it.
Doug, where'd he go?
He already started. That's insane.
10. Okay, Doug.
10 alcoholic beverages.
This is what you missed. According to a new book, 24 million Americans drink an average of 10 alcoholic drinks per day.
That's ridiculous.
10. Doug's like, 15.
I don't have 10, like, glasses of water and or Coke and or milk. Or I don't have 10 glasses of anything combined a day.
I wonder where these people are. Are these the people that live in, like, coastal beaches?
Costa Rica.
Is this Costa Rica?
Yeah.
Is this Margaritaville citizens?
Maybe. Because I just don't. That's crazy.
A police officer in New Mexico says that a surveillance video at the local precinct has caught the image of a ghost that walked through a gate. Did you see this? We talked about it Friday. Did you see it?
No.
It is creepy.
Really?
As creep. Yes.
Now we gotta go find it.
Yeah, we'll look it up. Doug, will you find that for Steve-O so we can watch it in a minute? The 2015 Ford Mustang EcoBoost gets help producing its engine sound. The car's natural voice is processed by a computer before it's sent out through speakers.
Wow.
I wish they would have let a little kid make the noise. Like, you can change the settings. You're like, oh, I don't want real car. I want car made by baby. All right, here we go.
Boom, boom. Woom, 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 woom.
George Clooney got married.
Did he?
This weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
I think it was in, like, Venice. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned wedding. Bride and groom are opposite sex.
That's good.
That's old-fashioned.
That's strong.
That's in here.
That's really?
That was well-written. Sarah Palin gave the White House address as 1400 Pennsylvania Avenue.
What?
It's 1600, right, Doug? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Isn't that the address of the White House?
Come on, you know.
Oh, gosh, hang on.
You guys know there was
there
a movie.
There was a movie, yeah. 1600 Pennsylvania. Yep, that's what it is. An arrest was made at a Toys R Us in Glen Burnie, Maryland, after a woman reported someone spying on her in the ladies' room.
Whoa.
They were just trying out that new toy periscope. Nah, there's not a toy periscope. But there's no excuse for this.
None.
I wonder if it was an employee. I wonder if it was a giant Elmo doll. What if it would have been a doll spying on her?
Peek on me, Elmo.
Peek on me, Elmo. Or like that movie that you wanted me to go see, and I said no, The Conjuring, and now a prequel has come out called Annabelle, and it's about that dumb doll.
Nope.
What if it was that doll on the back? Like, what if she heard the door, and then the lights went? She's like, "Hey, somebody's in here! Somebody's in here!
Hey, it's Peek on Me, Elmo!"
And then the stall door swung open, and the lights came on, and that doll was just standing there. Oh gosh. It's not even Halloween yet, and I'm coming up with scary stuff. I'm not even going to be able to sleep.
Nope.
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I better drink 10 alcoholic drinks like 24 million other
Americans.
That's
ridiculous.
Oh, police arrested a Texas woman who used her 7-year-old daughter to collect the money during mommy's drug sales.
Oh,
that's mother-daughter time. You don't mess with that. You don't. That can't be governed. That can't be restricted.
Hey, hugs,
mother,
not drugs, man.
Daughter time.
Hugs, not drugs.
She was
drugs.
Just teaching her kid about the ways in the world.
Oh, man.
Hey, you get out there and you make that money for your mommy. Make that money. Make that change.
There's going to be a new reality TV show about them. It's called Breaking Brad.
Breaking Brad? There's going to be a new... There's going to be a new reality TV show about a church here in New Mexico, and how they fund the church is drugs, and it's called Breaking Bread. Don't listen to me.
No. You know that's already got to be a t-shirt with the BB. You know what I mean?
Instead
of Breaking Bad, it's Breaking Bread.
Hang on. We're going to
And there's going to be a little scripture underneath, and it's going to be on sale at
Christian
all.
Christian t-shirt.
You need to sell that.
No, I don't. I have a conviction against those dumb shirts. They make me want to say cuss words. I almost said cuss words.
Dang it! It's already out!
Yep, there it is. There it is, Doug. It's already been released. Cancel the order.
Breaking Bread is already a cheesy t-shirt. Ugh.
I want to say something on a serious level.
Because don't do it.
It's 6:37 in the morning,
yeah.
So this is when people need to hear this, because they're obviously all listening.
That's good.
If you're a person out there and you're making money off these dumb Christian t-shirts,
yeah,
you got to remember that one day Jesus is going to be like, so you marketed my name and you made money off of it. You sold my name.
By ripping off other people's ideas.
You sold my name for money.
You're created in the image of me.
And you watered down some idea about drugs.
I'm pretty creative. I created the entire universe. You couldn't come up with one original idea? Like, you just had to rip
it off? No, Jesus, I was redeeming it. Yeah, your bank account looked really redeemed.
Oh, man.
You little jerk. Just kidding, he's not like that. The education minister of Kazakhstan is warning parents that SpongeBob is a bully who enjoys beating up his neighbors.
Okay.
Doug, any comment on that? Nope, he's busy. Doug bullies me with his silence.
Yeah.
A 650-pound alligator learned the hard way that you don't challenge an Arkansas woman. What? Denise Smilly was hunting with her husband and sons at a private lake when they ran afoul of the giant alligator, which measured an impressive 10.5 feet long. Smilly said it took 2 harpoons and around 45 minutes of wrestling it to the surface before she could finish the job with a 12-gauge shotgun. Taking it back to shore also proved difficult, as alligator was too large to fit on the boat, so the couple had to hold it in the water until they made it back to land. Smilly said she'd be bleaching the skull and keeping it as a trophy.
Whoa,
as for the rest,
dude,
she said, the meat tastes good.
Really?
Actual quote. As impressive of an accomplishment as this is for the woman of, well, for a woman of Denise's size, it pales in comparison to this beast in Alabama, where John and Mandy Stokes, Kevin Jenkins and his children landed a record-breaking 15-foot, 1,000-pound alligator. It's like Lake Placid up in here.
No kidding.
Don't, if you're an alligator out there and you're listening right now, don't mess with an Arkansas woman. She'll get you.
Yeah.
They're carrying around 12 gauges. They don't care. They do not care. If you're at a deep fried Snickers, or if you ate one, okay, at the fair, they deep fry everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you ate a deep fried Snickers at the fair or a festival this summer and you're still alive, you should be congratulated.
Really?
Scottish researchers say deep fried candy bars like Mars bars and Snickers are so full of fat, they slow the supply of blood to the brain and raise the risk of having a stroke within minutes of consumption. Experts say that men who already have narrowed arteries are most in danger. Glasgow University researchers fed battered chocolate bars to 24 volunteers, and they all died. No, I'm kidding. They found that just 90 minutes later, blood flow to the brain was reduced in men, though there wasn't a major change in women.
You know how many I had last year at the state fair?
You're lucky to be alive,
great,
my friend. You are lucky to be alive. I'm always complaining about the drivers out here in New Mexico, and I'm scared it's starting to get to me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't want to be a driver from New Mexico. I don't want to drive like everybody out here.
Don't do it.
Everybody out here drives like it's a freaking competition. Oh, yeah. I'm going to beat everybody through this red light.
Yeah.
And then I don't care who's in the way.
Oh, man.
Well, nervous motorists may want to avoid Idaho, DJ Bossman Dan. It is, according to a new survey, the state that is home to the country's rudest drivers.
Wow.
Rudest. Two reasons. Drivers who drive too slowly, and those who tear past them and flip them off. That's why.
That's crazy.
Insure.com commissioned the study. The second rudest state in the survey isn't actually a state. It's Washington, D.C. Then New York, Wyoming, and Massachusetts. Wyoming? Why?
Oming?
Yeah. Wyoming. There's nothing in Wyoming.
I've never
that's
been.
Probably the reason. Everybody that's driving through Wyoming is like,
I just want to get out of the state.
Gosh, is it Colorado yet? Where am I? There are some states in our glorious union, and if you drive through them in a van and trailer, you wonder, you're like, what were we thinking when we got this state? It's like, oh, surely there's something good in there, and then they explored it, and they're like, no, let's just keep going to the next one.
What do they do? Do they, is there anything, like, of importance there?
What do you
like
mean?
Like, wheat. They make a lot of wheat.
In Wyoming?
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Okay.
Literally nothing in Wyoming. The biggest town in Wyoming looks like a medium-sized town in Mississippi, which is Desolation. That's the worst.
That's
it's
the
like
name?
Moriarty. It's like Casper, Wyoming looks like Moriarty, New Mexico. And if you've been to Moriarty, you know.
Yeah.
You know what it's like. I'm trying to find the next thing I want to talk about, Steve-O.
Okay.
Let me take my time. Ooh. That's interesting. Even the CIA wants its Starbucks. But deep inside the spy agency's Virginia compound, the rules are different. For example, real names aren't written on the cups. After all, you don't want an undercover agent giving anyone his real name. And there are no loyalty cards. The CIA doesn't want Starbucks or anyone else getting its hands on a list of people employed at its agency. Because the CIA campus is a highly secured island. Did you know that?
I did not.
I didn't either. Few people leave for coffee, and the lines both in the morning and mid-afternoon can stretch down the hallway.
Whew. Could you imagine working at that Starbucks?
No, I don't want
to. Kind of like security clearance you'd have to have?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. What?
I've got a fact about women. Oh, women out there. Dawn, if you're listening, I know. Stop thinking she'll never leave you because you're so amazing. She will. And she will have someone waiting in the wings. 43% of women say they have a Mr. Plan B.
Wow.
According to a new survey.
Wow.
And the most likely candidate is an old friend. Yes, the guy she claims is just like a brother to her. It's probably him. Other candidates are ex-boyfriends, ex-husband, colleagues, someone she met in the gym. To make you feel better, 1 in 10 have already confessed their undying love for her and say they would drop everything for her.
Wow.
Dang, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Dawn's probably got, like, a plan F. That girl is very popular.
Oh.
She's real pretty. It's funny because I think, I don't know if it's part of just, like, native culture or Hispanic culture, but it seems like there's just that there's an air of jealousy out here when it comes to men, like, men and women.
Yeah.
And I think coming from, like, a musician background where you're like me and a lot of my friends, like we're away from our significant others most of the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless you have a situation like Tim and Stephanie who go on tour together.
Because they're in a band together.
Right. So stepping into a place where there's like just an air of jealousy, it's kind of like, what's happening? Because I mean, if it was me,
it's that machismo.
I had to get to a place where I was like, well, I can either live every single minute of my life jealous or I can just not think about it at all. So I chose don't think about it at all.
That's a good decision. That was a really good decision.
But I mean, I have to.
Yeah.
You think my wife don't get hit on every day by somebody in Brazil for crying out loud?
I thought she was in Nashville right now.
Yeah, but she gets hit on every day.
That's true.
Internationally. It happens on social media. It happens out like in the wild.
Yeah. Out in the wild.
Out in the wild.
That's where it usually goes down.
And finally, because we have to do traffic, this sounds like a real go-getter. We're talking about husbands and wives here.
Yep.
And I have a note from the editor of our information here that says, we're not sure this story is real.
Oh.
But it's still a good story.
Yeah, I like
that. So this could possibly not be real. Doug?
Could be a hoax.
Could be a hoax. Over the course of 15 years, a plumber in Ireland tunneled a hole from under his bed to a pub 800 feet from his house. His name is Care. He explains why he built the tunnel. The wife had a bad snore on her, and after watching The Shawshank Redemption in 1994, I decided to do something about it, so I waited till she was in a deep sleep and then set about digging a hole under the bed in the direction of the pub. I used all manner of tools from spoons to a heavy-duty tunnel boring machine. I managed to sneak down there when she was away. It wasn't until 2009 I hit the jackpot and came up through a mop and bucket room. Kerr then spent the next 5 years heading to the pub via his tunnel at 11 p.m. before returning at 1 a.m. undetected by his deep sleeping wife. The tunnel was finally discovered after a crew looked into a sewage problem, which turned out to be caused by a pipe that Kerr had accidentally hit while he was digging his tunnel. Odds of that story being real, I say 500 to 1. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
There's no last name.
Doug nodded immediately. You knew, you saw, that you'd seen the story. That's
an adventure.
That is an adventure. I honestly hope it's real.
That's pretty.
I really do.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty great. Let's take a look at traffic.
All right, fine.
There's nothing going on accident-wise or closure-wise, but we do have a lot of road construction that's reduced some roads to one lane, including I-25 Frontage Road South between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street. And that's all around the construction, I-25 and Paseo. And then we have, there is a lane closure. The right lane's closed due to construction. I-25 North between San Antonio Drive, exit 231, and New Mexico 423/Paseo del Norte/exit 232. If you can remember that, you win a prize. I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna Road, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street is reduced to one lane. The on-ramp's closed at I-25 in Jefferson. And, of course, the road is reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That's your look at traffic right now, so early in the morning.
Because it's time for birthdays with Doug.
Oh, Doug. He's good.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Dougie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, sir?
You had a busy weekend, huh?
I did. It was good.
We did, too.
It was a good busy.
Yeah, good busy.
Today, September the 29th, 2014, day 272 days. There are 93 days remaining in the year. First up, stand-up comedian best known for his brash style of attacking fans on stage. Saying...
What's his name?
Very vulgar things.
Oh. Andrew Dice Clay.
Yes.
Yeah! You remember him?
The Dice Man.
The Dice Man!
His entourage almost beat up a friend of mine the one time I was in Vegas.
Really?
I was out there working when I worked at that Native American station. Yeah. It was a bad scene. We were out there broadcasting. Apparently that dude owns Vegas and nobody knew about it.
Ooh. Yeah.
So... The Dice Man. Andrew Dice Clay.
51.
58.
Today, Dice is 57 years old.
Yeah. Oh, you were right there.
Dang, dude.
Dice Man.
Next up, an American singer, songwriter who won the 11th season of American Idol.
I don't care. I love Phillip Phillips.
Yes.
Love him.
You knew who it was.
Heck yeah. The second it started playing, it's like, I love this song. I don't care what anybody says.
I love Phillip Phillips when his name was Mumford & Sons.
Which is funny because when he was on American Idol, I was like, this kid wants so badly to be Dave Matthews. And it drove me crazy.
He sounds like a combo of those two. Dave Matthews and Mumford.
But I'm not going to lie. If I had a band, I'd probably sound like that.
You better calm down. We're not doing that. I already said we're not doing that.
I know. I love this song. Phillip Phillips is 27.
He's a very talented
dude. He is, dude. Last tour was with, John Mayer, no bigs. The other guy who wants to be Dave Matthews.
I mean, come on.
When that dude first started, it was the same thing. I didn't have his first record. I was like, nope. He did the same little, beep, beep, beep.
He makes Dave faces. Matthews. Yeah, but then Continuum came out and it changed the game.
Everything.
It's like, whoa.
Yep. I agree. Whoa. That record was fantastic.
Yeah, it was so good. Okay, Phillip Phillips, you said 27.
Yep.
I say 25.
24 years old.
Golly.
Wow.
Oh!
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yes, it is.
Okay, this dude bought a house in Boonville, Mississippi, which that's where we all went to college. He had a house in Boonville for a while, and then he sold it. So we never got to go meet him.
Jerry Lee Lewis is like...
Came along and moved, man, honey.
81.
Great Balls of Fire. He is 87.
Balls of
Fire. He is 79 years old.
Man, dang, dude.
Next up, an English actor, director, producer.
Sean Connery.
And voice artist.
This is Pirates.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
Oh, it's the guy that played David Jones.
Oh, Bill Nighy.
Nope, he played Blackbeard.
Ian McShane.
Yeah. Yes. Ian McShane. Oh, was he in Hot Rod?
Yes.
Yeah, he played the dad.
He was King Saul in Kings. Gosh, that show was so fantastic.
They canceled it.
Why, NBC? Deadwood.
Yeah.
What else was Ian McShane in? He's fantastic.
Kung Fu Panda.
He's funny, man. He picked some funny movies to be in.
He's a fantastic actor. Ian McShane is 51.
I think he's 60.
72.
Whoa!
Next up.
Tom Selleck?
No, not the man from the show, but the man who composed such theme songs as Law & Order, NYPD Blue, The Rockford Files, L.A. Law, Quantum Leap, and Magnum P.I.
Quantum Leap! Blues. I wish you would have played the Quantum Leap theme song.
Mike Post.
Wow.
Nice.
Good job, you.
Chuck, will you just look up the Quantum Leap theme song?
I can do that.
Just look it up for me.
What? I did love that show.
Me and my dad used to watch Quantum Leap together.
That show was so great.
We used to watch Quantum Leap. And we would talk about teleporting and all that kind of cool stuff, going back in time and whatnot.
Do you remember the episode where he was young Elvis?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. And that was in the, I think it was in like the credits of the show.
Gosh, dude.
Okay.
That was a great.
Doug, did you do it for me?
Quantum Leap. The composer of all of these great shows.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes! Memories.
Childhood.
Memories.
Immediately.
Yeah, it's like,
oh. What a great show. When Murray's here, can we just get season one and just watch it? Like the whole season on the couch? I can't wait to meet you.
Listen
parents.
To this!
Doug,
did you ever see Quantum Leap?
I did not.
This is a great
show.
Well, that was before his time.
That's true. I'm going to say this composer dude.
Oh, that's when it showed him doing Elvis. He was turning around.
60.
Right there. Okay. I say he is 66.
He is 70 years old.
Okay. Doug, that show is amazing. The concept was so cool.
Good. Breaking news. Two U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan.
Matt Lauer.
Television journalist and sportscaster.
Oh. Matt Lauer?
Nope.
Who is this?
Mr. Bryant Gumbel.
Bryant Gumbel.
Okay.
Bryant Gumbel. Kyle Gumbel. Bella Gumbel. Bella
Gumbel.
56.
51.
66 years
old. Dang, dude.
Old.
Everybody is way older today than we thought.
Next up.
Derek Jeter.
NBA MVP.
LeBron James.
Nope. Plays
Kobe
for
Bryant.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
Kevin Durant.
The Durantula.
The Durantula?
Yeah, dude.
Does he have eight arms?
He was just hanging with Levi Lesko. Dude's a believer. Really solid guy.
A Levi?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Okay, what?
Okay, Kevin Grant is
Durant.
Kevin Grant.
Grant Hill.
Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Alan Grant. Dr. Alan Grant today is
31.
Kevin Durant is 26 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's probably giant, huh?
Yeah,
probably like this tall. He's probably this tall, I think at least this tall.
And the last birthday. An American actor, director, and singer, best known for his role as Chuck on the TV show.
Zachary Levi.
Chuck. Yes.
I've never seen Chuck.
I've only seen a couple episodes, but he was also in Thor: The Dark World.
He was.
He played Fandral. He was supposed to play Fandral first, and then because of scheduling conflicts, he had to stop, but then he came back for the sequel and took back the part that was his. Yeah, he was good.
He is also a believer. He has a church in L.A.
No way.
He is, part of a church.
Is it called Reality?
It's called, I can't remember.
Our buddy Dustin goes to Reality.
Hey, everybody.
So, our buddy Kyle Simmons bought me season one of this, and I've never watched it. Not for bad. I always think of him when I think of Chuck, because he said this is like our kind of show.
But I don't know. Yeah, he's like a spy. He's a reluctant spy.
A nerd.
Okay. Chuck today, Zachary Levi. I say he's 38.
35.
31 years old.
Hey, he's my age. I'm older than him.
I've done so much more.
On this day, what year Henry Robinson opened his office of addresses and encounters, the first historically documented dating service in London?
Yeah.
1869. Because people needed dates back then.
18, no. I think it's old, Doug. 1734.
1650.
Oh! Whoa, dude.
On this day, one year, the cornerstone was laid at Washington National Cathedral in the U.S. Capitol.
Hold on. 1804.
Cornerstone in the Capitol.
1793. 1907. Oh, okay. Later than we thought.
This day in what year John D. Rockefeller became the first billionaire?
Yeah.
1931.
John D. Rockefeller. That was during industrialization. That he made his money. Was he an oil man? I'm an oil man.
Oh, dude.
He was railroad. Carnegie, who'd you say? Rockefeller. Industrialization happened in 1916.
Dang,
ooh, it. I was close,
listen,
guys.
On this day, what year the Chevrolet Camaro, originally named Panther, was introduced?
1954.
It was originally named Panther?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
No.
1952.
Oh, well, too late.
Do you want to change your answer?
Let's see. I'll keep it. That's not right, but I'll just keep it.
1966.
Yep, I was going to say that, because 64 and a half was the first Mustang and Chevy.
How could you do this to us?
I'm sorry. Well, 65 Mustang was my first car.
How could you do this to us?
I was a Mustang guy. Sorry, Camaros.
On this day, what year, a British man sunk his $200,000 yacht in southwest England rather than let his estranged wife sell it for a rock-bottom price after the couple decided to break up?
1999.
$200,000 yacht. That's got to be like 70s. 1979.
2005.
Okay, just kidding.
The number one song for today?
Wow,
Pretty
Roy
Woman.
Orbison.
Now look.
Yeah.
Did this release with the film?
Boom.
Or was this?
I believe Roy Orbison had already passed away at this point.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and say 1964.
And I'm going to go crazy and say it hit number one when the movie came out.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to say 1989? Yeah, 1988.
Steve-O with the rock off shot. 1964.
All right.
I know me some Roy Orbison, y'all.
Mr. Orbison. Yeah.
This is National Chimney Safety Week.
Chimney
International
Safety.
Coffee Day.
Yeah,
it is
good.
VFW Day, and it is World Heart Day, part of an international campaign to spread awareness about heart disease and stroke prevention. Don't eat those fried Snickers.
I'm wearing a hat with a heart on it, guys.
Yeah?
Reload Love, heart on it.
I got it.
Chrissy was saying, hey, I'm stealing that hat. It's got a heart. You can't wear that. You're a boy. And I said, I'm going to wear it all day, every day.
It's a bullet casing with a heart inside of it.
Boom.
But it's like the butt end of the casing there.
Booyah. Hey, we got a great show for you. It's Monday. We've got Mad Libs. I'm wondering if we should finish off this book or we should go all mad scientist or spy mad. We got some new books thanks to Olivia and Sterling.
Yeah, Sterling drew us a picture. Thank you, guys.
So legit.
So legit.
All right. On the way, Mad Lib Monday. Got question of the day, of course, facebook.com/myestaticradio. We'll get it up at some point.
Yeah.
See you awesome morning party.
No!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
You're cool. You're cool.
Oh, you're cool.
Thanks, man.
Did you know that DJ Bossman Dan filled in for you on Friday?
I did not. I mean, I did, but I didn't.
He did pretty good.
I missed it, guys. I slept.
It was up to me to kind of captain the show.
Yeah.
So we definitely ran aground.
That's not what I
heard. I will steer this ship straight into the ground. Don't you give me a ship.
I heard it was awesome.
Somebody lied to you. Who lied to you? Was it somebody close to you?
My mom. Yeah, yep. She tells me all the nice things.
Nothing to report except construction. I-25 in Paseo and then some frontage roads reduced to one lane. I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street. I-25 frontage road north between Osuna Road, San Mateo Boulevard, and Ellison Street. That's Osuna Road, sorry. Right lane is closed due to construction. I-25 north between San Antonio and Paseo del Norte. Also, the on-ramp is closed at I-25 in Jefferson, and the road is reduced to two lanes at Rio Bravo Boulevard, Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Their phone number is 505-338-3669. Dude.
Yes.
Inhaling the yummiest breakfast burrito this morning.
It's delicious.
From scratch.
Yeah.
That red chili is amazing.
It's not on mine.
Woo! I know, you didn't get chili this morning.
I don't like chili in the morning.
Hey man, I got good news for us.
Let me hear it.
You and I, apparently,
you and I,
you are fitter than most people.
Hey man.
A 2-year study of 3 elementary schools in College Station, Texas, found that when school children were given the choice of standing or sitting at their desks, 374 of the 480 students chose to stand.
Yeah.
And it increased their daily activity by 30% and their calorie burn by 15%.
Oh, check it out. We stand up every morning.
Yes, we do. Researchers at Texas A&M Ergonomics Center say that humans get into the habit of sitting at a young age, despite being naturally inclined to want to move throughout the day. So jobs where you stand,
yep,
as opposed to sitting all day, naturally make you more fit.
That's pretty cool.
We're fitter!
Did you know that the other day at the gym, my boy Nick, he measured my body fat percentage?
Yeah.
But we used like one of those, it wasn't a digital thing, or it wasn't like the water, they have a water tank. Another one of the coaches, Christy, told me at UNM, they have like a water tank thing. And that's the most accurate measure of body fat percentage.
Nice.
So, I guess it's probably a couple of percentage points off, but I'm 17% body fat.
I don't know what that means.
It's good, but Nick is only 10%.
Wow.
And he, you know, broke his foot, so he hasn't been working out for the past few weeks.
Wow.
So he's 10%.
I want to know what I am now. How do you find out?
They have like a little protractor-looking thing.
They stick
it on your
little...
You have to take like three... Yeah, they pinch an inch down here.
Uh-huh.
And then they measure it three times. And then they do some math. Some crazy witch math.
I want to know what I'm at.
That's how they figure it out.
I feel like I'm a skinny dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm fit.
Well, you can... My body... Like, my fat percentage was higher than most of the people in there. And I'm one of the skinnier dudes.
Well, great.
Yeah.
So that means mine would be, like, through the roof.
Because everybody's like, where are you keeping it? And I said, I got a pooch right here, too.
Yesterday, we were hanging out for the Reload Love camo run.
Yeah, speaking of athletes.
Which was awesome.
Janae Heitzik came in second.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yep.
So, shout out to everybody who was a part of the camo run yesterday. We had a blast hanging out and playing the jams and just encouraging people to be active and be a part of Reload Love. You can check out more about that ministry at reloadlove.com. But we were there yesterday and we were talking to our boy Sean from Define Fitness.
Sean.
Who was just like, hey, he's always been that way though. He wants me to be healthy.
Very fit dude.
Yes. Yes, he's always looked like that. Very super fit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, bro, be healthy. Apparently, I need to start being healthy.
Yeah, you do.
I'm getting up there in age,
don't
bro.
Do you want to live?
I do want to live. I want to live.
I want to live. Come with me if you want to live.
I really do. I just don't want to do CrossFit.
That's fine.
Because you were already talking about this morning being really, really difficult.
Yep.
I'm like, nope.
Today's going to be tough.
I was going to go with you, and then it was like, no, never mind. It's pistol day.
Pistol day.
Is that what it was? Pistols?
It's pistols. Yeah, those.
Pistol day.
Those. I can't do them. I have to have like a, I have to mod them.
A spotter?
Yeah. I hold on to one of the poles. And it's funny because they say, they're like, yeah, okay, now spin. Okay, now take your shirt off.
All right, now hang upside down.
Stop it.
Now take your pants off. Spin. Spin. I'm like, guys, I don't think this is CrossFit. And they say, yes, it is. You listen to us. You do what we say. You do what we say. We're the coach. You do what we say. Now spin. And I'm like, but I don't know. And they say, don't you want to live?
Gosh. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
CrossFit's pretty cool, man.
I'm terrible.
You do all kinds of neat stuff that you didn't know you were going to do.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what, though. I can hang upside down and spin around a pole like no other. Doug knows.
We are T-minus 6 minutes away from Matt the Bender.
What? It's fitness.
Amazing. Mad Lib Monday, it's coming up. To get you there, we got some schematic. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Hey, everybody, it's Monday. Welcome to the new week. Hopefully, you've got a good one ahead of you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Monday. It's 7:30. It's time for Mad Lib Monday.
Neato.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. It's Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday.
Shout out to Olivia and Sterling, who hooked us up with some new books.
Oh, yeah.
We are almost done with this one.
With Ninja Book.
Ninja Book. This has lasted an entire summer.
That's right. And we want to, again, thank Claire and Bryn.
Yeah.
For our Ninja Book.
It's pretty awesome, dude. It's Mad Lib Monday. Call in now, 505-338-3700. We need some words.
Need some word.
I love Monday. This is a great way to start the day. Phone
you
lines
never
jam
say
up.
You love Monday. You never
I know.
Say
I do now. Static.
Hi, guys. It's Olivia.
Olivia! Thank you for the new books.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. I saw the the drawings.
The drawing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
the
Sterling
card.
Drew us a drawing. And did you write this card?
Yes, I did.
You have very good handwriting.
Nicely done. Your penmanship
you.
Is awesome. All right. I am going to need a plural noun from you. Stat!
Okay. Skirmishes.
Whoa. I talked to your mom when they came by and dropped off the books, and I said, will you tell Olivia that it's okay to be a kid?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she said she was going to talk to you, because I said, when she calls in, I feel like a little kid, because she sounds so professional.
Mm-hmm.
You sound like a businesswoman, Olivia.
Yeah, you really are. Will you be our agent?
You should be our head of marketing.
You could be our manager, and just, you know, we're going to need a manager soon.
We are.
An agent.
We're planning on getting really famous and really rich.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to need... Yeah. It's a one-step plan. It's called Get Rich Quick.
Yeah. So...
I love you guys. You're so funny.
Yeah, we are. That's right. See, we need people exactly. Behind us that believe in us.
Genius marketing right there.
That's right. All right, Olivia. So. Have a good day.
Okay.
All right. Later. Bye. She's great. Olivia. Static!
Hey, guys. It's SB.
Hey, SB.
So, what do you guys need for words?
I need a noun.
A noun. Corner.
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 I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you, SB.
Part of the name of my husband's workplace.
Interesting.
Corner. The corner market. He works at the corner store.
Guys, have a good day, right. Okay?
Bye.
Corner. Klein's Corners. He works at Klein's Corners.
Klein's Corners?
He works
that?
At the corner value.
Corner value.
Static!
Hey, it's Sean.
Hey, Sean. What's
just
up, man?
Sean.
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, chilling, you know, rocking a Mad Lib Monday like it's Monday.
Yeah.
Like it's Monday.
Yes, it is.
Like it's Monday.
Hey, I heard a song yesterday at church, and I think it might be Static Worthy.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard it. It's a Sinead O'Connor song.
What?
Nice. Yeah.
You heard it called at church?
Called Take Me to Church.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Interesting.
You heard that at church?
How could
I
you
heard
do
that
this?
Yeah.
What church?
That's actually pretty good.
I'm just kidding.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
So what do you guys need?
I need a verb.
Verb.
Verb. How about falling?
Yeah. That'll do the job.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good day.
Right. All right, man.
You too. Bye. All right.
Static.
Morning, y'all.
Hey!
Oh, boy. Some mad living.
Get
angry all over this. I'm
Dude.
So pumped.
And we're just, you know what? We're just happy to be here for Mad Lib Monday. We're happy to be anywhere. We crashed in a balloon on Saturday, so you know.
You crashed?
We didn't crash. We did not crash.
We crashed.
Dude, think of crashing. Think of what that entails.
He said it was a crash landing.
It was not a crash.
It was a crash.
It was a rough landing.
It really was.
It was
he
rough.
He said he likes to land, you know, going 4 or 5 miles an hour. The wind picked up, carried us, and we're about to hit the ground, and Matt goes, "Hey, man, how do you slow down in these things?" And he said,
air brake stuff.
He said the ground.
Yeah, he said the ground. We were going 12 miles an hour.
Yeah, we were going 12 miles an hour. Hit the ground.
It was awesome.
It was crazy.
Somehow, through provision of the Lord or something, I had positioned my body to where I had the most comfortable rough landing. Like, I didn't get jostled.
I hit my elbow.
Nothing hurt. And then by the time the basket, like, we were totally on the ground, I was just laying there like a baby.
On me. Because I took pictures of me on the ground with, like, dirt and cactus. And then Matt's just, like, nestled up.
Just laying there giggling.
On my back. Just, like, little sweet thing.
I'm just like,
so
happy. I was going, that was awesome.
But we're alive. We made it.
We did.
I'm glad you guys are alive. Yeah. I'm glad that you all made it and you're breathing. And yeah. You know, the story was beautiful, though.
It was gorgeous.
Oh, man.
Once I stopped peeing
so
a little because I was terrified.
What's the
it
name?
Was awful.
Of the guy that hooked
Who,
up
Wayne?
The yeah the his company that hooked up the balloon ride.
The Santa Fe.
Santa Fe Sunrise. Santa Fe Sunrise ballooning.
Yeah,
they hooked it up. We had a listener, our boy Christian.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Went up with them and his family. His kid's birthday is Wednesday. There's RJ out there.
RJ. Dude, it was crazy. And I'm not going to lie. I was terrified.
Did you beat yourself a little bit?
I did. And Wayne, the pilot, kept going, "Don't lock your knees.
Don't do it. You're going to pass out." And then you pee yourself and you pass out. And you're 30 pounds in there. It's bad.
I just kept locking my knees because we were on the ground. And then all of a sudden, like, we were waving bye to Christian and everybody. And then we were, like, really up in the air. And it's like, if I fall from this height.
It was great.
Death.
It was great.
It was terrifying. And he was just laughing like a little kid. He loved every second of it. I seriously, it took me a few minutes to, like, realize, it's cool, man. We're safe.
Y'all made their day, I bet you, dollar.
Yeah, so it was...
Just by being you guys. Oh, man, that's so exciting. I'm glad you all had a good time. That sounds like a great start to the weekend, I'll tell you what.
It was kind of crazy.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. And how did the kiddos do with the baseball?
They were fantastic. Good attitudes. Yeah, good attitudes.
Did they hit all the balls and run all the bases?
They
it was
did
great.
All that. They did all that.
Wow.
So, yep, it was great. It was great.
Glorious. I'm so stoked.
I guess we should do Mad Lib Monday. I just love catching up. Anytime.
Getting angry on some lips.
All
lipping
right.
it up.
I need I need a noun that's plural. Or a plural
need a noun.
Noun
that's plural?
Yeah.
Pelicans.
Pelicans.
Dude. That's what the sound to make is.
Do they really make that sound?
I don't know.
I think
it's more like a tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet.
I don't think they tweet.
I don't
tweet.
Know, man. They got big old... Those are the ones with the big weird beaks, right?
Yeah.
No, that's a
I know, that's why it's funny.
Well,
they
Pelicans
tweet.
Have
they,
the...
Oh,
they're
the
actually
deep
on
one.
Twitter. That's the sound that they make.
Pelicans
Pelican
fly
Twitter.
Around, and
really?
Then they go, they scoop up water and fish. So they have, like, their bottom
the dude
thing
in
is
Nemo.
A giant...
Yeah. The dude in Nemo. That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all of them. Mine.
No, those aren't mine. No, the dude, the big one. The big one
the big
that
ones.
Scoops him up and saves him.
Scoop up the film ice and pop him on
He's
head.
Trying to save him, and he scoops him up.
I've got to watch that movie. That, you know what, y'all should stop Mad Lib Monday and play that movie on the radio for an
hour long.
We're doing
it. In its entirety.
Doug?
We'll reenact it.
Let's do this.
From the very get-go. Okay. Beautiful.
Love you, Wooly.
Love you.
I love you, too. Have a great day, fellas.
You too,
buddy.
All right. Mad Lib Monday, 505-338-3700.
Some good responses over here on the Facebook.
I need an adjective.
Y'all, let's check the Facebooks and see what everybody's doing. All right. Adam says, cotton candy. You need
that's not an adjective.
Squishy. Boom!
Okay.
Thank you, Casey. Do you need a noun?
I needed a part of the body.
Cotton candy.
I'm gonna go cotton candy.
Booyah.
That's not a part of the body, but it'll be even
Thank funny. You, Adam's 4-year-old son.
Nice, Adam's 4-year-old son.
Yeah.
505-338-3700. Phone lines ringing. I'll let Doug get that.
Doug, get the phone! Doug!
I need a Facebook noun.
Facebook noun. Okay. P-A-N.
What?
Yes. Okay.
P-A-N-D-I-C. D-I-C.
U-A.
U-A.
L-T-I-O-N.
What is that?
Nobody
Pendiculation?
Knows.
Pendiculation?
Well, but the... I think maybe the L and the A are in the wrong spot.
Pendiculation.
Well, see, but it's I think it's spelled incorrectly here because the A is before the... So it looks like pendiculation.
Oh, okay. So I think it is pendiculation?
Yeah.
Wow. Big words, people. Static!
Good morning.
Morning!
Mad Lib Monday.
Heck yeah!
Woo, 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 woo.
Mad Lib Monday, need a plural noun, girl.
A plural noun?
Plural noun.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I was singing to you.
He was just singing to you. No, I think he's right. Pendiculation. I don't know what that is. What do you think? Plural noun?
Okay, I guess vehicles. I can't think of another word.
Okay. I like it. Vehicles.
Vehicles is good. That's
okay.
Good. All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
What
pendiculation. I got it. It's a word.
Pendiculation.
Pendiculation.
Okay.
It's like stretching.
But
yeah,
that
it's a
would
stretching.
Be a verb, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's when fatigued and drowsy or on waking, often accompanied by yawning. It's the stretching and stiffening of the body.
Oh.
Oh, so it's like...
So it's the stretch. It's
yeah,
the name
it's
of
stretch.
That stretch.
Name of that stretch.
Name that stretch!
I guess that's the name of the stretch, y'all. We just learned something. Static!
Hi.
Hello.
Sherry from Tijeras.
Hey!
Hey, so what do you need this morning?
Tijeras, I need a part of the body.
Okay, how about pinky?
Pinky! Yeah.
Thank
okay.
You. Works. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Mad Lib Monday. I need a noun.
Okay. Balloon.
Balloon. I need another noun.
Starvation.
Okay. Is that a noun?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. You can starve someone, but starvation is
okay.
The
act of...
The act of starving.
But that would be... Okay.
He Gosh. Died of starvation.
Ah, yes. That's a thing.
Yes.
505-338-3700. Static!
What up?
What up?
Hey, congratulations on your first win there, Steve-O.
Dude, that was... And it was an epic win in Pittsburgh. So stoked! Please,
yeah,
Lovie
awesome.
Smith, keep Mike Glennon because he is our future, not stupid McCown. It made no sense going that direction. Just saying.
Well, you never know unless you try, I guess, right?
I guess. I really hope. Lovie Smith is known to, like, stick with his quarterbacks to a fault. And so I'm hoping that he just benches McCown. I really do. I really do.
I hope they keep McCown because otherwise the Jets might pick him up. So.
Well, no, I mean, I hope we keep him, but I hope he goes down to second string and they let Glennon, like, do something. He was fantastic
yeah.
his rookie year. Anyways, okay. Jets guy in Rio, I need a noun.
You need a noun. How about Toyota?
Toyota.
Toyota.
Okay. Toyota works.
Right on. Hey, can I get a song request?
Yes, you can.
Right on. Let's go Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Man in the Mirror, Michael Jackson. Do you have that on your phone?
Yep.
Okay. It's gonna happen today.
Mateo saved the day.
He does save the day
every
always.
Time.
Every time, all the time, most of the time. 30% of the time, all the time.
60% of the time,
every time.
There you go.
All right. Thanks,
right
man.
On. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. 505-338-3700. Static.
Good morning.
Good Hello. Morning.
What do you guys need today?
I need a place.
You need a place? What about NCRD San Diego, California?
Wow.
Is
wow.
that where you are?
No, that's where my son is.
That's where your heart is.
That's, yes. Boom. Is that where Jeremiah went?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Mom Fernando.
I know. Love you, Mom Fernando.
I'm just putting San Diego.
I love you guys, and guess what? The Cowboys won.
The Cowboys, they didn't just win. They manhandled the Saints, which made me very happy because the Saints are in the same division as the Buccaneers, and yes. we needed that. So that was yes. incredible. Thank you. Thank you, Cowboys. Thank yes. you. Thank you, Cowboys.
So, love you guys. You guys have a good day.
All right. Mom Fernando, super awesome. I need person in room male.
Michelle.
Gosh, you're the best.
Yes.
I need an adjective.
I just refreshed the page. Hang on.
Come on,
hold
Facebook.
On just a moment. Hold on just a moment. Yellow.
Yellow.
Put yellowed.
Yellowed? Yellowed. 505-338-3700. I need one more word, and I just want a real human to do it.
We need a person to
of
call
course,
in right now.
I guess
right
the people
now.
On Facebook are real
no,
humans
they're not real.
Too, huh?
Not real. Don't worry about them.
Do we have an epic noun on Facebook?
No.
Okay. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Here we go. Final word. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I am great. How are you guys this Monday?
Good. We can't complain, you know. I mean, it's Monday, but we're feeling good.
I mean, we can complain. We're just not going to.
Yeah, we're not. Because really, it's more like Wednesday already for
That's
us
right.
because we've been working for days.
Yeah. Everybody's working on the weekend.
But our weekend is still not until Saturday.
That's right.
Hey, I'm excited you guys got to take a flight. We've crewed for Narnia Balloon Team for 16 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very scary, and it was like...
It was fun. I loved it.
It felt like the Wizard of Oz because we were hanging out with some really rad friends and listeners, and... our boy Christian, he hooked up his son for his birthday, and it was part of our Static Share-a-thon last time, you know, so we got to hang out with his family, and he's like a sheriff and a bigger dude, and so he's like stocky and like muscles and awesome, and so so we were getting ready to like trade out, but at that time, he was like keeping the balloon down with his weight.
Yes.
And I was on the outside of the basket with no with none weight, and he jumped out of the basket, and the balloon was like, we are out.
Yeah, it was funny.
And I was like, but I'm on the outside. And it was like, I don't care. So Matt and I seriously had to like A-team it and jump into the basket.
It was
and
fun.
We made it in there.
I loved it. I loved it.
He loved it. I was terrified.
Well, I've had some scary landings myself and flights, but it's something totally
it's
unique,
very serene thought, well, like once yeah. you get up there it's very peaceful.
Once I stopped screaming Matt yeah. thought it was just gorgeous, like just so peaceful.
It really
know.
Was it was so yeah. peaceful up there.
It was
like,
also
man.
Peeful because I seriously peed a little.
He
I was
peed
terrified.
Out of the, out
absolutely
into the,
terrified.
There were some people that probably got splattered.
The
some.
Basket was like below my hips. Like I was nervous I was going to fall over. It was terrifying.
Well, if you ever want to go crewing or ballooning again, just let Olivia know and we'll hook you up.
All right.
Can you put us in touch with Olivia's secretary?
I think that's me.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to be the secretary for our yeah. manager because she's going to manage us
yeah.
because she's got it together. So.
She does. Yes, yeah. she does.
We think she's going to be our agent eventually, so that's great.
Very cool.
All right, Sarah, you are.
All right. You have one word left?
Final word of the morning. We need an epic noun.
Wicket, as in a croquet wicket.
Ooh, a wicket. Okay. All right. A wicket
All
works.
Right. All right.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Sarah.
There you go.
Storms are brewing in your eyes.
Wow. That song, man, when my sister, because my sister's name's Sarah. And,
yes.
You know, that song, just all the Sarah songs.
She says Sarah like my nana said.
Sarah.
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 Well, Sarah over there. Sarah needs to talk about something else.
Are we ready?
Yes.
It is Mad Lib Monday. Thanks to everybody who chimed in on Facebook and called us up. It is time.
Time. for another ninja-themed Mad Lib. Again, thank you, Claire and Bryn, who we didn't hear from today, so I'm sad.
I know.
But it's okay, because they gave us this book, and they're always in our hearts. So this one, this Mad Lib's called Kung Fu Fighting Finals. Because after every tournament, there can only be two, and then there can only be one in the finals. Fans are shouting excitedly at the top of their skirmishes as their favorite corner stars get ready to compete in the Ninja Olympics. The Ninja Olympics. Ninja Olympics.
Yes.
Here's a rundown of the events. Fall boxing. In this squishy-paced event, fighters score pelicans each time they strike an opponent with the tip of their cotton candy.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
It's good.
Pendiculation chopping. The athlete who can break through the most stacked vehicles with one chop of his bare pinky wins this event. That would be
crazy.
The all-around. Fighters win points for their sparring technique with a wooden balloon. Their precision starvation kicking, and their accuracy at throwing a long pointed Toyota Michelle from the San Diego is the current all-around ninja champion. And believe me, this yellowed guy's not going down without a wicket. Perfect. You can send complaints and hate mail to studio@mystaticradio.com, and we will consider what you have to say.
That was amazing.
The only thing that could have been worse if it would have said, is a terrible driver! Booyah! Okay. Thanks, Doug. That was your Mad Lib for Monday. All you adults out there might be laughing your butts off, and you kids are going, yeah! What happened? It's funny.
Wow, thanks to everybody who chimed in and made that one.
Yeah, perfect.
Just awfully racist.
Light racism. God. Just light. With the ninja theme playing in the background. And
you know,
we're...
studio@mystaticradio.com. It's the email address. Just, we'll accept it today. Yeah, we get it.
If you are offended, please don't send it in while you're driving.
Yes, thank you.
That's more.
Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Hey, y'all, it's me, Oogle McDougal McGoody. I'm here to help y'all out with traffic. All right, let's take a look and see what's going on. Right now, we got tons of construction over at I-25 and Passaic. And there's tons of traffic around there, so y'all be careful and whatnot, okay? Are you listening? All right. And then we got these frontage roads over there, and they reduced the one lane. It reminds me of the time when I went hunting up there in Montana and killed me a silverback gorilla. And they was like, hey, what's that gorilla doing over there? And I was like, oh, no, it just pulled my gun up there and shot it, and it died. I-25 frontage road south between Alameda and Boulevard and Elson Streets reduced to one lane. And then we got I-25 frontage road north between Osuna, San Mateo, Boulevard, and Elson Street. That one's reduced to one lane too. The right lane is closed. Construction. I-25 north between San Antonio Drive, exit 231, and New Mexico 423/Paseo Del Norte, exit 232.
Oogle, you are my favorite.
You are my favorite! Also, we got an on-ramp closed. I-25 North and Jefferson Street. Y'all watch out!
Oh.
You want to go on a hunting safari with me?
Oogle McDougal McGoody, you are my favorite hunter in the universe. I would love to go on a hunting safari with you.
I've won many medals. Well, I gotta go. I got another excursion I need to go on. Me and Bill Dance is gonna go on this excursion. I'm so excited about it.
I'm so excited for you.
Bye!
Later, buddy. Oh. Traffic brought to you by Solomon Sports. You just missed Oogle. Oogle McDougal McGoody.
They let Oogle talk on the air?
They did.
You know that's kind of...
I know.
There's rumors about that
I
guy.
I know.
Pretty controversial.
I know.
Whatever. That's fine.
Fan of that guy.
Community Station.
Hilarious.
Best hunter in the world.
Best hunter.
None of the, like, all the other hunters, okay, they cannot best him, and at the same time, they don't understand his methods. Part of that, I think, is because of the stereotypes that come along with the rumors.
Mm.
So they're kind of, there's like anger, there's jealousy there, but then there's actual curiosity because they're like, how does he do this?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's weird to me that he wears hot pink, like
camo
stuff rather, yeah, than the normal hunter's orange.
It's perfect when hunting flamingos.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What are we talking about?
Man, growing up, my poor mama, single mom, she tried to raise three kids well.
Yeah.
I found a list of things that the Duggars, you know, they have like, what, 27 kids? I don't know how many kids they have. Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar, several teenagers. I found a list of 9 Duggar rules for raising their teenagers. Here's their list of to-dos,
okay,
and to-don'ts. Number one, parents are copied on text messages.
Okay.
Most teenage phones are password-protected. Parents are strictly on a need-to-know basis, but the Duggar teenagers have to copy their parents on all texts,
ooh,
even in their 20s.
There's so many of those kids running around.
I know.
So many.
All dates are chaperoned.
Okay.
There's no such thing as being a third wheel for the Duggar family.
That's good news.
Parents accompany the kids on dates to keep them in line. No hanky-panky type thing when Jim Bob's around anyways.
Sounds like a Schroff policy.
How about this one? 0 chest-to-chest contact until wedding day. That means side hugs.
Side hugs always.
Side hugs always in the Duggar household.
That's right.
Side dugs. Side hugs are allowed to show affection, but none of those awesome hugs where one might, you know, hey, front to front, not allowed.
Yeah.
Not allowed. Romance novels and rom-coms, forbidden.
Ooh.
Yeah. Totally forbidden, because they believe it gives a false impression,
ooh,
of romance.
Well, now that does make sense. A lot, yeah, of times rom-coms do give a bad impression.
Another rule in the household, even for the kids in the 20s, which would make sense because they're old enough, no drinking of alcohol.
Mm.
They're drunk on life and religion.
Boom.
That's their motto. Nothing more. No shaking of the booty!
Man, they would hate me because I'm always shaking it.
According to the Duggars, dancing encourages sensual feelings. That's according to Michelle Duggar, the mom.
This sounds a lot like Baptists.
Yeah. Yeah.
Southern Baptist.
Oh, next on the list, speaking of, ignore Halloween. No trick-or-treating when, aww, you grow up Duggar. They think Halloween is rooted in evil. Wow. Next on the list,
mm-hmm,
the beach is forbidden. Not just because of swimsuits. It's the boys on the beach checking out the Duggar daughters.
Oh.
They're not okay with. And, gotcha, since they can't control the longing glances, they don't let the girls hang out at the beach because they don't want to cause others to stumble.
And you know, they say that you're supposed to try to control other people's actions, so that's good.
A list of Duggar rules for raising teenagers. Now, it got me thinking about rules growing up. You know, back when you were a kid,
yeah,
there were like the rules of the house that you absolutely hated that now you look back and go, man, I'm so glad my parents had this rule. What were some, do you have like rules of the house that you hated growing,
yes,
up?
I hated... Oh, no.
Is there one? 505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way.
I can't remember anything right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
we just blacked out.
Looking back at our parents' strict rules list, now, of course, being in our 20s and 30s, we're thankful for them. But at the time, what rule did you hate,
man, I got
growing
tons of
up?
Rules. Let me think. Okay. I want to say... Well, I hated mowing the yard.
Really?
You guys out here, only a few of you know what that is. So you select few that I'm talking to. You know. You know. But see, then, the older I got, the more I just started to enjoy it, and it was,
yeah,
relaxing.
No, absolutely.
And I could go
it
do it, and I would
like,
think.
Yeah.
But the rule, it was like, you've got to mow it once a week. And I hated that rule.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad had showed me a specific way on how to do it. The reason being, it was the right way.
Right.
Because... if you use the Murray method for lawn mowing, which is what I call it right now.
Yeah.
Then you mow the yard and it looks great. And there's no like crazy lines there.
Yeah.
You know, you get the whole yard. You start. You do a square like pattern and work your way in. You start at the outside.
That's how you
start at the
inside.
Yeah, and go out.
Okay.
And you just.
I would do the line method.
Mm-mm. No. I would mix it up sometimes, but when I mix it up, that's when I would leave stuff.
My little bitty patch of grass that I had in the last house? Yeah.
Yeah.
The
line method. It would take me a solid, like, hour and a half to mow our yard.
Dang, dude!
Yeah. And that's a small yard in Mississippi.
Right.
I would mow my grandparents' yard, and that would take a couple of hours.
Gosh! So, and they gave you sweet tea for as a reward.
They gave me money. Cashola.
Oh, really? You got cash?
Cashola.
Okay.
United States dollars is what I got. But I think I hated that. I also hated getting the trash cans. For some reason, you look back and it was like, it was 20 feet that I had to roll those trash cans. Maybe. Maybe 20 feet. It's not like we had a driveway that reached into Alabama.
Right, right.
You know? But like, I hated it. I hated it so much. Computer rules. That's not so much a thing anymore.
Right.
But back when the internet was on the same line as the phone.
Oh, yeah.
We were very limited in our access to the internet.
505-338-3700 found a list of Duggar rules for their teenagers.
Duggar
rules. What was a rule that you hated growing up that now you look back and go, man, I'm so thankful for my parents for that rule. But at the time, it was like, this rule sucks. Static.
Good morning. This is Jeanette, Mom Fernando's daughter.
Hey.
Whoa. You sound a lot like her.
I know. This is crazy.
Okay. Well, my mom had a ton of rules.
Well, it's Mom Fernando.
Yeah, a ton of rules. I've learned to appreciate them, of course. Now I am 22 years old. A lot of them were just pretty much, you know, you don't do this or, you know, you're in my house. I'm responsible for you. You live by my rules or, you know, kind of like, you know, otherwise, you know, you don't live here.
Right.
You know, that one was, you know, kind of thing where, you know, you have to choose. Okay, you know, this, you know, that's where I think I really learned, you know, this is good and this is bad. Of course, my mom raised all of us. We weren't allowed to have relationships, so to this day I haven't had a boyfriend.
Or a friend.
We'll
be your friend.
We'll be your friend.
And the same thing for my brothers. They were not, you know, the rule was, you know, you're not allowed to have a relationship with anybody. And I think that one, especially now, I do appreciate because, you know, we're one with God.
Right.
And, you know, your heart is supposed to be pure, so you have to be careful who you give that to. A lot of different other things, you know, like you were mentioning is, you know, no alcohol, no drugs, you know, things like that.
That's a good
My
rule.
Parents never accepted anything but, you know, a C or belower, you know, lower in school. So, you know, I was all A's and B's, and, you know, I think that really helped me out because, I mean, to this day, I graduated high school when I was 16 years old. I received my associate's degree when I was 17.
What?
And I received my bachelor's degree a couple years ago. And I do really appreciate that.
That's good
from my parents.
Yeah. Dude, that is awesome. Wow. Nicely done. Nicely done, Fernando parents.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, there you go. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. You guys have a good day.
You too. There it is. No relationships for my kids. None. No friends. Ever. And they're going to have a bachelor's degree by the time they're 19.
Amen.
Socially awkward, but, you know.
Don't let them have relationships
really
either.
Smart.
Like, make them have zero. I'll quit talking to them.
Good job, Mom Fernando.
Man, she held it down.
She did hold it down. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys. It's SB again.
Hey, SB.
Oh, no!
I had to call in because...
You had to.
Rules.
Like, okay,
rules.
I'm the youngest of six kids.
Whoa, dude.
And the way rules worked in my family is I saw my older siblings get in trouble doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the oldest, so I was very... helpful in my sibling's life.
And so I watched them kind of screw up.
Yeah.
And I learned from them. And so I wanted to be the good kid. So I, you know, I went to school. I wasn't fabulous in school. My parents weren't really concerned with grades. My dad's philosophy was, as long as you learn something, I'd rather you take something away from the classes than get perfect grades and forget it.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing that my dad instilled in me was going to church. It wasn't something that was necessarily required, but he always tried to make sure we got to church even when he couldn't, like when he was working nights and had to work Saturday night, so we had to sleep, but he would always pick us up and take us to church or make sure we had some sort of ride. And the one time that my sister and I wanted to stay with our friend at her house across the street from ours, instead of going to church, my dad came over to pick us up, and we were like, "Daddy, we don't want to go to church." And he was like, he got so sad. But after that, like, he didn't force us to go, but just the look on his face, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then after that, I always loved going to going to church. It wasn't just because of his reaction, though.
Right.
And so I think that's the biggest thing for me that my family instilled.
There
my
you go.
Parents.
Thanks, SB. That was definitely a rule in the Jeter household. Even in my 20s when I was like living like an idiot, I would get the
We went to church.
It's like
all
Sunday, and I'm like, hello, you know.
My parents were very involved in our church. Super involved. Like we were one of those families that was there every time the doors were open.
Right. 505-338-3700 if you're just joining us. We found a list of rules that the Duggars use for raising their teenagers, and they seem pretty crazy, but, you know, a lot of times when you're a kid, rules seemed crazy, and then you're thankful for them when you're a grown-up. But we thought we would ask the question, what is a rule that you hated growing up that you're thankful for now? 505-338-3700. Static!
Yo, what's up, guys?
What up?
Hello again.
Hello.
Hey, so this first rule wasn't because of me. I am the youngest of three children.
All right.
No starting fires in the house.
Amen.
Oh, that's you know what? That's a good rule.
That is a good rule. Solid. My brother, when he was young, playing with cars and whatnot, he wanted to have them in a car accident or something, and he lit them on fire.
Whoa, dude.
On the kitchen floor.
That's...
At least he picked the tile or whatever.
Yeah, hopefully it wasn't linoleum.
It wasn't oleum.
Okay.
That spot was there for smart a long kid. Time.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, that's my gene pool.
That's next. My gene pool.
Next rule was no fires within 10 feet of the house.
So you had a couple of
little
pyromaniacs in your family.
Yes.
So that's a fire rule.
Yeah, that one was me. You know, I was trying to do a good thing, clean up the yard. Mateo may not know this, but we burn weeds out here in New Mexico.
Yes. I knew that. I know all things.
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't have grass to mow. We had weeds to burn.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, we used to, like, we would pile up all the leaves in our yard and burn those.
Really?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. What are leaves? I'm just kidding.
Exactly. Leaves are the small souls of the tree that fall to the ground.
Okay, there you go. Gotcha. We don't have many of them.
Leaves are the souls of our dead ancestors that come back, and then they fall again to re-soil the earth.
Oh, gosh. All right. Thanks, Jets guy.
Right on. Good. All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Yesterday, we were hanging out for the Reload Love event. The camo run?
Yes.
It was awesome.
Did we play his song earlier?
We need to. Okay. We were driving down there. It was off Rio Grande, and it felt like a different world.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, people had grass, and there were trees, and not just normal.
You didn't know what to do with yourself.
I was like, what is this wonderful place?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this is like the richest part of town.
Yeah. This is right off the river where these homes are millions.
Which was funny
dollars.
Because it's all location, location, location. Because I was looking at some of those houses, and I was like, I understand that there are millions of dollars out here, but at home, these would be the crappy houses. This would be the crappy
good
one.
Old Mississippi.
Yeah.
Man.
Mississippi is pretty backwards and backwoods sometimes, but it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that whole area. It's gorgeous down there.
Gorgeous.
505-338-3700. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
I was just wondering if these are the same Duggar rules where... they require that the girls wear makeup.
What? Oh, I haven't seen that rule.
Hang on. We're going to...
Now we got to look at those. That's a
double check of facts.
They require them to wear makeup?
That's what I heard. I was watching the news the other day, and that was a controversial rule they were talking about.
Which is weird, because one of their rules is the beach is forbidden, not just because of swimsuits, but because they're worried about the way the boys would look at their daughters, and since they can't control the boys' longings, if you will, they don't allow them to go to the beach because they don't want to cause boys to stumble. So it's interesting that they would require them to wear makeup.
Right. I agree. I think that's an extremely sexist rule.
Yeah.
And Christianity is not sexist.
Right. Amen.
There
Thank you,
go.
You for the call. That's
yeah,
good.
I like that yeah. early morning soapbox yeah. right
Boom!
There.
Boom! That's good, because it's a good... There's some weird rules in this one.
Stand
yeah.
up!
Yeah. Thanks for the yep. call. There you
All
go.
Right, cool. All right. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Requiring the daughters to wear makeup.
Yeah,
seen that
I found what she's talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, dude.
Come on. Come on. Internet!
There's a whole bunch of rules that we didn't even have on our list. Man.
Okay. I guess two of the kids... release these rules like
oh, okay.
last week.
505-338-3700, by the way. We're looking at parents' strict rules in the household. And
how many of these
rules that you
are
hated
there?
At the, there's like 93 of them.
I can't. This is going so slow. I
That's
can't.
Because there's 140 pictures to comb through. Those are all different people.
Those are all different people.
They look exactly the same.
Okay, it says, yeah, one thing that is encouraged is a beauty rule thing. Makeup honors the Lord. Enhance
what?
The features they were given. The same can be said for their hair, which they style on a daily basis, as the Bible calls a woman's locks her glory.
Okay.
But it also says that they have to wear, like, conservative clothing. So
they're not allowed to dance.
So they can't show, like, cleavage or
right.
legs or anything.
Well, dancing encourages sensual feelings, they said, according to Michelle, the mom. So they can't do anything remotely sensual in any way, shape, or form. Therefore, zero,
I can't.
Zero
page.
Of that. Romance novels. Are forbidden.
What about
as are
what about
rom-coms.
Christian romance novels?
That,
you
what?
Know the ones in the store, and it's like Penny's Treasure.
What?
And she's a colonial woman. She's making her way across the West. Okay, this is pre-Louisiana,
you are
or this is right?
This
no, I'm not. This is right after the Louisiana Purchase. They're just trying to find a new life out here. They're dealing with poverty. They're uh-huh. dealing with disease, and then Penny's got these feelings. For the stable guy, his name is Ryan, but he comes from a bad family.
Isn't this Far and Away?
I don't know. What is Far and Away?
What?
Yep.
Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman, Far and Away?
Don't know it.
Shut your mouth!
Don't know
Are
it.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay.
Steve-O, you just admitted to another romantic movie that you like to watch.
It is awesome, and he fights bare-knuckle Doug, Far and Away?
Not at all.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, man.
Gosh!
We didn't have time to do this in Mississippi. I was too busy, like, doing things.
Yeah, ruling the Jeter household, we had to watch movies constantly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Schooling came third-dary to video games.
Third-ary.
Third-ary.
It's a real word there.
Yeah, man.
Schooling did come third-ary.
Yeah, absolutely. Video games and movies were a must in our household.
Penny's
Graduating
treasure.
High school came, like, fourth. You know?
Can I tell you something that made me really frustrated the
yeah.
other day? We played a festival in Pennsylvania
yeah.
called Uprise Fest. And Colin says, Matt, look at this. Colin is the drummer of the band I play for here called House Heroes.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Colin says, Matt, what do you think that is over there? And I looked over and there's a banner for this new Christian movie coming out called The Song.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
No.
It's a movie based on Song of Solomon. Yeah. And on the there's like this dude. And he's kind of reaching towards this one girl, but then there's another girl, like, on the other side of him that's kind of peeking over his shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, what? The song? The song? The song.
I'm not looking that up.
We've gotten emails about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, from people. And I'm sure there's somebody out there right now going, wait a second, I wanted to see the song!
Yeah, no.
I wanted to see it!
No.
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 But Colin said... Why do they do stuff like that?
I don't know.
And it was right across from the Christian t-shirt.
Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 50, Shades of Gray.
Enough said.
That's good. I'm glad we could clear that up. Oh, man. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static!
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It looks like some stuff's going on in this ABQ era. Yep, we have a couple of accidents. There's an accident off to the side, I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157. Also, an accident at Copper and Wantabo that occurred at 8:30, so not even 20 minutes ago. Be careful if you're out there. Everything else looks to be moving along swimmingly. There's construction around the I-25 and Paseo area. Frontage roads are reduced to one lane around that. I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street, and I-25 frontage road north between Osuna and San Mateo and Ellison Street. Also, we have the right lane closed due to construction, I-25 north between San Antonio and Paseo del Norte, as well as an on-ramp closed at Jefferson and I-25 north. And we have the roadway reduced to two lanes, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. Tell them what they've won, Steve-O!
They've won a afternoon at Solomon's Porch.
A bathternoon! That's right. It's where you go to Solomon's Porch to take a bath and eat pastries.
That's
right.
It's
an interesting ministry. Brand new.
And speaking of Solomon, the song.
The song.
Oh, man.
The world's sexiest faith-based film.
That's exactly what it's billed as.
That's what it's being billed as.
Man.
Check it out.
Solomon's Porch, 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We got to do a local shout-out.
Why not?
The Albuquerque High Bulldogs. Albuquerque High School, that's where my mom graduated from.
Sports!
They finally broke their losing streak on Friday night.
Sports!
They played Highland High School.
Sports!
And they won 47-8 in football. This win snaps their 43-game losing streak.
40, they got a point for every loss they
had. Yeah, dude. To put that in perspective, they hadn't won a game since 2010.
That's what I'm talking about.
Former New Mexico Lobo, now head coach of Albuquerque High, Curtis Flakes, was very proud of his team. He said, quote, "There are thousands of emotions probably running through these young men's heads right now. I don't know. I know they're happy. I know they're happy." He also went on to say, "It feels great. It's a relief. I'm excited for the kids. They deserve it. They work hard." That's exactly what they deserve. So that's cool, man. The Albuquerque High Bulldogs won their first game since 2010, and they got a chance to get another win next week. But, yeah.
Congrats.
Yes.
Oh. Good job, Albuquerque High.
Yes, dude. A lot of local stuff going on. APD actually currently rounding up the usual suspects.
Nice.
Apparently.
Oh, ha-ha.
Officers arrested 21 people on Friday. They were searching the city for people wanted for
21?
Property crimes. Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
Golly, man.
I guess came before the Bloom Fiesta. You know, a lot of stuff happening for the Bloom Fiesta. They wanted it to kick off well.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they rounded up the usual suspects. I don't know. Those stealing high-dollar purses at one of the larger retail malls. I wonder if it's because people were stealing stuff and they were going to try and sell it at the State Fair. I mean, at the Bloom Fiesta or something.
Probably.
I don't know. So, big old busts on Friday.
Big old bust going on right
Speaking of Bloom Fiesta, we had the opportunity to go up in a balloon Saturday morning with Christian and his wife, Sarah. Their boy Isaiah, who his birthday is a couple days from now.
Neat.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Happy early birthday, Isaiah.
We got to hang out with him and go up in a balloon on Saturday for our first experience. That was all because of our last Share-a-thon, which went down in the spring. Static Radio, a listener-supported station. It is because of you guys that we're able to continue our ministry. So if you are a fan of Static, think about becoming a Static fanatic.
Oh!
It rhymes, it's catchy, it's clever, so you want to do it. It's $30 a month, and 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio.
And we need your help. We are listener-supported, like you were saying, so we can't exactly stay on the air unless people support us.
Absolutely.
And we were talking yesterday, it's like, our spring share-a-thon was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We raised way more money than ever.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, well, this is the fall share-a-thon, and there's one thing around the corner.
Christmas. Yeah. And last share-a-thon was tax time, so people getting tax returns and willing to help.
But we still believe we are going into this thing undaunted. and we hope that it's a great success. So be a part of it. We're going to be on the air live from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Yeah, you and I are going to be here for the long haul.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Hanging out.
Please have mercy on us.
Yeah, having fun.
And help us out.
Mitch and Celeste, they'll be kicking it, and it's going to be a good time. That's coming up, as we said, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There you go. We got to take a quick break.
No!
Yeah, I know.
Okay, fine.
Coming back, we got the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk more about these rules.
Oh, we got rules! It. Yeah, and people are commenting, believe it or not.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. The Duggars released a list of parenting rules for teenagers. They were pretty strict. So we thought we'd ask the question, what was a strict rule in your house growing up that you hated that you're stoked on now?
That's right. We've got our own Duggar here. His name is Doug, and he's going to give us his list of rules.
There you go.
For his kid that he's going to be having.
Boom! Quick break, right back with more. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Let's take a look at traffic. We do have a couple of accidents to report. We have an accident off to the side, I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157. Also an accident at Copper and Wantabo. Happened at about 8:30 this morning, so not that long ago. Be careful around there. We have construction down Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That roadway is reduced to two lanes. We have an on-ramp closed, I-25 North at Jefferson, so don't try to use it. It's closed. You'll end up having a wreck. Also, a right lane's closed due to construction. I-25 North between San Antonio Drive. It's exit 231 and New Mexico 423/Paseo del Norte, exit 232. And we have some frontage roads that are reduced to one lane around the construction at I-25 and Paseo. I-25 frontage road north between Osuna Road and San Mateo Boulevard and Ellison Street, reduced to one lane. And I-25 frontage road south between Alameda Boulevard and Ellison Street, reduced to one lane. Again, because of the construction at I-25 and Paseo. That is your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669.
Yeah.
It's 505-338-3669. Now, talked about this earlier. We found a list of rules that the Duggar family...
Duggar.
Keeps for their kids. I guess the Duggars, they got like 19 kids, 27 kids, 143 kids.
Yeah.
And once they're all accounted for, you know, it's like, how do we keep them together? Parents are copied on all text messages. They have to copy their parents on all their texts. Even the 20-somethings have to still copy their parents on their texts.
What?
All dates, yeah. All dates are chaperoned. It means parents accompany their kids on all dates to keep them in line. Now that hanky-panky. Gosh. Zero chest-to-chest contact until wedding day, which means side hugs are the only allowed method to show affection to friends, family, loved ones. That's it. Side hug. Squeeze that shoulder.
Squeeze that shoulder like you mean it.
Romance novels and rom-coms are forbidden in the Duggar household. None of that, you know, because you don't want to get the wrong idea. You know?
I mean, come on.
That's the power of love movies.
That's right.
Alcohol, obviously not allowed.
Nope.
They're drunk on life and religion, nothing more, so zero alcohol. Zero shaking of the booty as well. Dancing encourages sensual feelings, according to Mama Duggar.
Shaking that booty.
If you haven't figured it out by now, the Duggars, anything remotely sensual is a no-no. They ignore Halloween. Zero trick-or-treating when you're growing up a Duggar because they think Halloween is rooted in evil and satanic rituals.
Mm-hmm.
The beach is absolutely forbidden, not just because the daughters, they don't want to see them in swimsuits, but the boys on the beach, they don't want them checking out their daughters, causing them to stumble, so they refuse to allow the kids to go to the beach.
Yeah.
And finally, after marriage, this is a real rule on their list of rules. After marriage, make sure you have lots and lots of physical contact with your mate, partner, spouse.
So,
loved one.
So, complete nothing beforehand, but then all day long.
All day long.
Every
after,
day after the fact.
According to Mama Duggar Michelle, she said, anyone can fix him lunch, but only one person can meet that physical need of love. You always need to be available when he calls. Those are some of the crazy rules in the Duggar household.
Right.
Some not so crazy. Some seem normal. Well, we thought we'd ask the question. Question of the day, it's posted What rule did you hate growing up within your household that now you're like, Mom, Dad, thank you. Thank you for keeping me in check.
Thank you, girl.
In line. Hey. At the time, this sucked, but now we're totally stoked on
now
it.
Now we're happy about it.
338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
We've got a couple of responses.
Yeah.
Javi? Javi?
Javi?
Javi says, Javi. Turn the lights on, or turn the lights you turn on off, Dad. My dad had that rule, too.
I may or may not have that rule.
Ooh, electricity bill.
Constantly, because I get home and I'm like, hey, why?
Hey,
why is your light in the closet and your room on? Our P&M bill was like $200 last month.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you something. Do cats have the ability to turn lights on and off?
If they're magical.
Okay, good, because my apartment's haunted then.
Awesome. Really? Well, like lights will just be on?
I turn all the lights off and I come home and they're all on. So, it's okay. Just gotta,
I bet you they do have
got
the
a cool ghost. No, I'm kidding.
You guys have the clap on, clap off thing, right?
No.
Cats.
Unless Beans installed it. He's been doing some extracurriculars while I've been gone.
Static!
Hey, Steve-O, this is Jameson Fernando.
What up, Jameson
Whoa,
Fernando?
We're getting the whole Fernando fam.
The clan. The clan day.
Yeah, my mom had a rule when we used to go to the Walmart or get groceries. She would tell us, if you can't see me, you're too far.
Yep.
And then when we get home from school, she would have this board. I have rules and tell us what homework first, and then we had to go and get to play outside for a little while. Then we had to eat and go to bed by 7 or 6.
Whoa, 7 or 6?
What do you think now? Are you happy about it?
I guess I'm not happy. Back then, no, I wasn't.
Then I wasn't. Now I'm like indifferent.
Now I'm.
But now I'm different. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Thanks man. Colin.
Yeah, I got because of that. What my mom did, I got to graduate early. Did everything. Now I'm out of school.
Boom.
Nice.
There you go.
Good job. Good.
See, it's good, man.
Good job.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hola.
Hey. So, yeah, my father, he had a rule. If you're his son, you work outside with him and do yard work and shovel manure and help him dig fences and learn how to use the idiot spoon, as he called the shovel.
Yes, the idiot spoon.
Yes, and it taught me a lot of very valuable life lessons, you know, how to be manly and tough.
How to eat also, cereal with a shovel.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, you know, and also to realize that I don't want to do that for a living. I don't want to be, like, a construction worker. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but...
I got you. Just, you know, hard labor is not
some
your
of us
gig.
Are just not made for that.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun to do, like, on your own as a hobby, like, for home improvement stuff, but, to have to do that all the time would be murder on your body. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then another rule that my parents had was that, it wasn't a big deal, before I was 18, but they kept this. As long as you lived in the house, you had to, you couldn't, like, sleep over at other people's houses. Like they expected you home all the time. Like, you can hang out with your friends and spend the night because, you know, you could just say that and then go.
Wherever.
You know, just go wherever. So they really ingrained that.
Whenever.
Yeah.
I was a sleepover at friend's house kind of guy, dude.
Yeah, I used
regularly.
to regularly.
Except I was also the kid that, like, I remember I was staying at my buddy Derek's house. He lived, like, 5 houses away, so it was okay because they were close enough.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, 2 o'clock in the morning waking up, and I was like, I want to go home. And I remember walking home at, like, 2 a.m. And
really?
My mom, yes, answers the door really groggy, like, what were you thinking? Walking home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I wasn't allowed to spend the night at a friend's house for a long time.
Oh.
Yeah.
I used to go spend the night at friend's houses all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, for me, though.
Thanks for calling.
It was weekends normally, and
okay.
Then it switched to weekdays. Sometimes
Ooh.
I could go stay on weekdays and get them
what?
To go to school.
No
and
way.
That was my only experience with, like, the bus, because my mom was a teacher. So.
Oh, okay.
Anytime I rode the bus, it's because I had stayed with a friend.
I like that.
So there the bus go. Was always this adventure.
It was
to
a, like fun adventure. Man,
yeah.
You got the fun adventures. I was a bus rider every day, and I got picked on because I was the brunt. So I hate the bus.
Amen.
Hatred. Static.
What's up, dude?
Crazy Shane. Train, Shane.
Hey, so what are we talking about, man?
Talking about rules that you grew up with that you hated at the time, but you learned to appreciate as a grown-up.
My dad... anything worth doing, it's worth doing right the first time.
Mm.
And my mom, you catch more flies with honey.
I like that.
and you hated those rules.
And now you know. Take your time and do it right the first time.
I like that. Those are good rules. Yeah. Those are solid.
That's all I got, dude.
I'm writing these down for my kids.
Yeah, right. You love you guys, man.
Love you too. Talk to you later. There you go. Crazy Train Shane.
Jacob on Facebook says, sleeping over at friends' houses whose parents were of questionable character.
Ah, yes.
Knowing where these people ended up and being a parent myself, I totally understand now, and I'm grateful.
Yeah.
Sarah says, piano lessons!
Which probably worked out then.
Yeah.
That was me. Piano is where I started. I had to take piano lessons, and I was like, no!
No!
I remember that, because I wanted to play guitar, and it was like, nope, piano, and I had piano.
Man.
And then it was like, guitar! And she's like, nope, you're playing the saxophone. I played the alto sax. Yes. And then I was like, guitar! And she said, mini guitar. And then I played the violin.
Ugh.
And I was like, this sucks. And then I finally got my first guitar, and I was like, stoked.
Did you... So you could play a little violin?
I really... Yeah, I could
play... Can you still?
Eh.
Why don't you play
somewhat.
It?
Why don't I play... What am I, Sherlock Holmes? What am I going to play... When am I going to play the violin?
When does Sherlock Holmes play? Okay.
He plays the violin.
He does. Hey, listen. I don't know if he did in the books. I don't know if that's a Benedict Cumberbatch edition.
No, he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the deal. If you're a kid out there and your parents are making you go to piano lessons or violin lessons or some lame instrument.
Piano lessons, now guitar lessons.
Keep with it. Yeah. My mom actually played piano at church, taught both of my sisters how to play piano.
Yeah.
They can both play piano.
That's
at least
awesome.
Like a rudimentary knowledge of
like
piano.
Like here's middle C.
Who ended up being in a musical type career? And had zero piano lessons. This guy. And I think she didn't do it because...
Wait, why does that mean take piano then? That means don't take piano.
No, take it.
Oh, okay.
Take it. Because I wish I would have taken something.
Right.
Because then I would have had like a better working knowledge going into it. Dave Stovall taught me how to play bass in college.
Really?
If I would have known how to play, it would have been so much easier and our band would have been better. And maybe we would have made it, man.
And now you're helping my kids because you were helping Jack yesterday.
Yeah.
Trying
to teach him the chromatic scale.
Yeah.
If he can get that, he's got it.
Yeah.
He's got it.
I know.
At least the beginnings. If you can get that as your foundation, you can grow a beautiful
You're
tree.
You're a really good parent to my kids, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Somebody's
got to be.
I got this Spider-Man video game on my phone. I don't have time, you know? Like, I got things to do. So the rule in the Jeter household is just obey Matt, because he's the working dad right now. You know?
It's cool. I've gotten a lot of illegal things done.
It's great,
a lot of
man.
Drug runs.
Yeah,
Brody, man. You know? Brody helps me out.
How do you think we got all these static t-shirts?
I know.
Child labor.
Thanks, Brody.
Thanks, Jack.
We're going to get
Well, it's
fired
been fun. Studio
We're
at mystaticradio.com. But really, the bosses already know. We're fired. It's cool.
They know.
Static.
Mellow.
Mellow.
Yo, what's crack-a-lackin'?
Where you been at, man?
Just kicking it, yo.
Oh, man. You know what, man? I got kind of ill on Monday, man. I got high blood pressure.
Yeah.
So I've been mellowing out.
Is your high blood pressure from rules that you had as a kid?
Probably. It was a free-for-all at my house. Yeah, it was like I just grew up with my mom and my brother, and most of the time it was just me and my mom. And one rule that she had, you know, had girlfriends and stuff. They could come over, but the door had to stay open in my room.
Oh, we had that rule. Yeah, we totally had that rule.
Yeah, so that's one of them. And I had to eat my green beans, too. And I would even gag and throw up, but I would have to eat them.
Oh, my gosh. Jack is going through that phase right now. It makes me so mad. We had fish tacos the other night, and he hates fish.
I hate fish. Good way to go.
And I'm like, dude, you got to eat what's on your plate. There's no cereal bowls later. There's no what we make for dinner is what you're eating. And he does that, like, fake, like, you know what? I'm like, shut up. You are not really gagging. This is fantastic. This pineapple salsa is delicious.
It was good.
If you just get over your fake, like, hatred. Fake-trid. Oh!
Nah, but dude, the people that don't like fish, like, I don't like fish. I can't even eat tuna sandwich.
What?
So it's like, yeah, man, I cannot.
You're
but
from San Diego, where it's like
I know,
fresh
bro. That's what's
wonderful.
So weird. Check this out. My dad's mom, my grandma on my dad's side, whatever. It was her like 80th birthday, and we went to Anthony's fish, like a fish grotto.
Yeah.
And it's like it's real nice. It's a big old lake. You know what I mean? It's not a lake. I guess it's a pond, but it's pretty big.
Right.
But everybody ordered, you know,
crab and lobster and this and that. And I ordered a tuna sandwich, and I could barely eat that.
Wow, dude.
Man. Yeah, I was little. I was little, too, so. But, yeah, I hate fish, man.
That's
so don't pressure your son, man. If he doesn't like fish, don't make it.
No, make him eat it.
Hey, he ate it. It's healthy for him. It's good for him.
It is so actually super healthy. That's why the Chinese live so long.
It's good to eat things that you hate because it teaches you about how disappointing life really is.
Yeah, you will eat it.
All right, man, I got to go. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Let's be honest, though. When I was a kid, there were things that was like, no, this is awful. And then I had to lie my way through it being awful because it was really awesome. And I feel like Jack does that at times. Well, so it's like, no. And it's like, Jack, you've never experienced this. You can't say no.
Well, yeah, but
experience it. If you still have the feelings, deep, dark feelings about fish that badly, you don't have to eat fish.
I have witnessed times where he said he doesn't like it. And then I'm like, oh, you've had this before? And he's like, well, no.
Well, no.
And I said, Jack, you can't know unless you've tried it.
I feel bad for Jack because he is a mini me.
He is.
And everything he tries to do, I'm like, yeah, I did that. I did that. And it didn't work out for me. I am smarter than you. I know you because you are me.
You are me.
I have an answer for everything you're going to try and pull on me.
So Jack is the mini you.
Yes.
Luke is the mini Chrissy.
Yes.
And Brody is the mini me.
Yes.
Hello, Brody.
He really is.
He's my
that dude.
Buddy.
He is. He thinks you're his brother, which is fantastic. Because since that kid was born, you've been like around.
I know.
And so I think he assumes that you're his brother, and it's the best.
I've engineered it that way.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I'm gonna call him later.
Which is probably why he already plays
life.
Bass.
He does.
He does. It's great.
Dude, he's gonna be. He was playing with a pick the other day.
Yep.
Doug. He got a pick.
He is 22 months old.
And he was strumming the guitar, strumming it. Not dropping the pick.
He wrote a song.
Which is hard to master when you're 20. Is not dropping. You're like trying to impress some girl in college, you know, three chords on the guitar, and you're like, strum, 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 blink, boom. And then the pick, and you're ding, 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 ding.
Dude wrote a song, and it's just, you know, this kid, I'm telling you, someday, guys, you're going to see this kid on television.
Zombie, zombie. Is this his song? We're going to hear
it? He wrote a song. I actually got it. This is real life. This is a 22-month-old child wrote a song. Let's see. Yeah, that's it.
I hope does he cuss in it?
Well, it's... He was just singing, he saw.
He said dada, and then he said Jack.
Yep. And he spins around, and he plays guitar like...
Oh, my gosh. You guys could see this video. Dada. He's really looking
he's
around.
He's really
and
looking
singing.
Around and singing what he sees. So he's going to be just a songwriter for days. And I'm telling you. Christian, actually, from Amberlin, when he saw him playing guitar, was like, dude, keep at that kid playing guitar. He's going to be the next Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's going to be the next
Jimmy Ray Vaughan, everyone.
His lesser known cousin.
But he knows Sherlock plays the violin. Let's call Jimmy Ray Vaughan and ask him what he thinks about it.
Shut up, man!
This is a great song. This is Disaster by Neon Noah, and this is awesome music.
Steve Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
So, trafical friends,
yeah,
a little bit of good news. It looks like the accidents have been cleared happened earlier, but we still have a ton of construction. I'm sure lanes are shifting and people are sweating, so you need to watch out and pay attention to what you're doing, especially around I-25 and Paseo. There are a couple of frontage roads that are reduced to one lane, including I-25 Frontage Road South between Alameda and Ellison. Also, I-25 Frontage Road North between Osuna, San Mateo, and Ellison. And we have a right lane closed due to construction, I-25 North between San Antonio and New Mexico 423/Paseo del Norte. We also have an on-ramp closed, I-25 at Jefferson and a little south. Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest is reduced to two lanes because of road construction. I'm sure there's a ton a ton of other road construction happenings going on right now.
Goings-ons.
We don't know. It's not on this map. We just have our little cluster right here and then the one down south. So if you see something, just pay attention to what you're doing. And it, as always, if there's an accident, you can give us a call.
Man, you remember clusters with like the little peanuts and like chocolate?
They still make those. Like,
okay.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Always.
Hey, I know you're a fan of animals. You're going to love this story. Found a story about some really, really rad firefighters.
Okay.
In Lacey, Washington, they were called out to battle a blaze at a mobile home.
Battle a blaze, baby!
The crew made quick work of the fire, but while battling it, they spotted a family of hamsters inside. They grabbed the rodents, brought them out to safety using the knowledge gleaned from their pet emergency pocket guides. Firefighters treated the injured hamsters with oxygen and other first aid equipment.
That's sweet.
They were able to save four of the five hamsters.
Aww.
One of them died in the blaze.
Well, that's a good ratio.
Yeah. Four out of five hamsters ain't bad. Good job, firefighters.
Four out of five hamsters recommend that set of firefighters.
Yes.
For all fire-related emergencies involving the death of hamsters.
That's right. It happened in Lacey, Washington. How weird would that be? Like, walking by and there's this blaze and they're like, move!
Well, you got to think about it this way, too. If you're a firefighter and you're going into an apartment and you're like, I know if I was a firefighter, shout out to all the firefighters out there.
Dude.
You guys are awesome.
But for reals.
I know if I was one and I like all the people were cleared out and I was about to go and I looked over and saw any kind of pet.
Yeah.
Maybe even a snake. Maybe not. I would make an effort to save it.
Yeah.
Because I'd feel like an idiot if I didn't, you know, because then even though it's just an animal, you'd be like, oh, I probably could have saved that.
I probably would have turned around with the family and be like, man, they got great deals at like Petco. Those things are like $3. You are good. I'm sure insurance will cover that.
Awful. Awful human being.
They're hamsters, man!
I know, but if you
If
you can get out and it's safe and everybody's already out and you have the opportunity to save something.
A dog, fully understand. A cat, maybe on a good day.
Now you're just animal racist. you're speciesist. You're a speciesist! That's what you are! A speciesist.
Man.
That's really hard to say.
Speciesist. That sounds weird.
Yeah. Speciesist. That's what a speciesist would say.
Hamsters, dude. Hamsters. Blazing fire, mobile home going down. Hamsters.
Mm-hmm.
Hamsters. But they did use oxygen.
Did you never have a teacher that had a little hamster or whatever that ran around in a little plastic ball?
Guinea pig. And it bit me. And I was like, nope.
Okay.
You guys are rodents and I hate you all.
You've got to forgive them. One time a goose bit me.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I've told this before. My kindergarten teacher said that birds, such as geese or ducks, did not have teeth. But I can tell you from personal experience, they have tiny little teeth that line the bill. Because it bit me. And
that sucks.
I've told you this. The first thought... I was 4 years old, or maybe I was five. No, okay, yes, I was five, because it was in kindergarten. First thought I had was, my teacher lied to me. And that's when I knew about sin. That's when I knew what sin was.
Static!
You know, you said that.
Hang up on this person.
What? Hey. I was in a carrot. Sorry, I just tried to do a Bugs Bunny thing.
Okay. Oh, you almost got hung up on.
You almost did.
Please, guys. It's Hans. How are you guys doing? Good morning.
Hans.
Good morning.
Doing good.
Just about to wrap it up.
How was your weekend?
Awesome.
Rode in a balloon. Helped out Reload Love for a camo run.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty epic.
Left my keys.
I was wanting to ride a balloon.
Worked all weekend.
Dude, it was great.
Yeah, you want to ride a balloon? Just go to the tallest building, you know, look over the edge,
Stop
and then
it.
Go, too high. And then go back inside and realize, man, I'm so glad I didn't ride that balloon.
I thought you were going to tell him to jump
I
want to
do it up status, like the movie Up.
No.
Up
no,
status,
dude.
Baby.
Ugh, I just got the tingles and jingles in my toes, man. No.
That's because you have bad circulation in
Is
your
that
legs.
Really
yeah.
it?
You need
oh,
to exercise
no.
more.
Okay.
I went to Kings of Leon Friday. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, we were there.
Dude, we were there.
Center. Oh, man.
Our buddy Ethan Luck, formerly of Demon Hunter and Reliant K, was playing in Kings of Leon.
The other guy that was on the left side in the back playing like all the percussion and stuff, that's Ethan.
What? The keyboard and the extra guitar and the bongos, that was our boy Ethan Luck, who we play here as a solo artist. Used to be in Reliant K, used to be in Demon Hunter.
Used to be in Supertones.
He's currently playing in Kings of Leon.
Booyah.
Does he live here?
No, he lives in Nashville. He is the king of Nashville.
He's doing the entire tour. Like, he's finishing out the tour all the way through to Mexico. And
super great dude.
Really, that's really awesome. Rad dude. Couldn't have happened to one a better friend because he deserves it.
He does deserve it.
He is a phenomenal musician. And, he was playing in the band with Kings of Leon. So.
Dang it. Well, I had a weird experience yesterday. For the first time in my life, I saw a dog get hit. We called the animal place, and we waited, but we were kind of hungry because it was right in front of the Cracker Barrel. I figured, well, cops take about 2 hours when you call them, so I figured people would take longer. It depends on what it is, but... And so there's a guy that pulled him back to the... We thought he was dead. We pulled him to the side of the road, and he actually got up.
This is the oddest story.
5 minutes later, he got up, and he was, walking around, and I tried to catch him to lay him down, and calm him down, and he, chasing him.
Wait, the dog or the human?
The dog or the person?
So after we came out...
Hans, did the dog get up, or did the person get up?
Yeah, wait, who was lying down?
The dog.
Okay.
A person came out and dragged him to the side, and then I saw him, he was trying to... get away from him because he was scared. So he was alive, and we're like, what the heck? But after we came back out, he was right in front of the restaurant. Unfortunately, he was dead. But, we called again and
more like Croaker Barrel. Am I right?
No.
Yeah. There was syringe there right next to him. So I was thinking, why did they come? And they think he overdosed.
Okay.
The dog or the person?
Yeah.
Cause I'm
the
still...
dog.
The dog. Okay. That sounds like he had a pretty rough day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doggy dog world. Roof. That was my weekend. I love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, too. Oh, man.
Yeah, you guys will get that one later. You'll get that later.
Rough day.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Amen. Amen and amen.
And then the police showed up and they thought he OD'd on cocaine.
Cocaine. Nope.
Is that how we're ending it?
I wonder why. Hang on. There's got to be another one.
Okay.
When asked for comment, the dog said before he sadly passed away, his only comment was, it was furrable instead of terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. He should have been a cat. He would have had 9 lives. He would have had 8 left. I promise you guys, I will never die. That's how we're going to end it.
If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast. MySaticRadio.com. That was terrible.
It was good. It was farable.
It was farable, man. Well, that's it for us. We're out. Hopefully we still have a job tomorrow. If not, we loved you.
Call PETA.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.